valve, flower valve. They don't have no more of those. Those done away with.
What runs around the barrel to hold the wood in place?
Hoops, valve hoops.
And something smaller than a barrel that...
Or would be a piece of wire. You'd valve wire hoops around.
What about something that nails used to come in?
Nail keg.
Did you ever see a water keg or a water barrel?
Oh, yeah. Water keg, yes, indeed. They'd be about, hold about 2 or 3 gallon water keg, some of them. Different size.
How would you...
You'd have a little faucet. You could mash down and mash the little faucet and mash the little faucet and the water come out. You have your cup under here. Your water come out.
And something like something you could have out in the yard to hook your hose up to turn and get the water out.
A faucet. Water faucet.
What about at the sink that you turn in?
You'd have a water faucet. You could turn on your zinc or in the bathtub, you'd raise up and turn it on that water. It would be a faucet.
And you mentioned a lard barrel.
Yeah, a lard barrel. That, you know, years back about 60 years ago, people used to would buy lard. Say now you was a big merchant. You had 10 or 15, 20 families on your place. And you had a store. You would, and you had to furnish your people at the store, on at the store. You had to furnish them. All right, that means they take up until the end of the year they harvest the crop in. All right, you'd buy a lard by the barrel. Big round barrel. Now, when all the lard gone, somebody could buy that barrel then or get a hold of that barrel and cut it in two. Well, you'd have to take that barrel to wash in your clothes or take a bath in. So that would be what you call a barrel, half a barrel. I've seen a many one.
What if you bought about, 5 or 6 gallons of lard, what would that come in?
Come in canes. You get it in canes. Now, of course, 5 gallon of lard, you don't buy it that way. You buy 4 pound, 2 pound, 8 pound, or 16 pound, or 45 pound cane.
Did you ever
maybe
hear
a 50 pound cane.
Did you ever hear of a stand of lard?
Standard lard.
Stand. S-T-A-N-D.
Stand. What would that mean now? What would that, wait a minute now.
Some people would call the can of lard, they'd call it a stand of lard. Did you ever hear that?
No.
What about a stand of molasses?
No. Or a can of molasses, you mean. A can of molasses. Yeah, you buy a can of molasses. You can buy a can of lard. But now, not a stand, but a can. You can buy a can of molasses. Sometimes you buy a can of molasses, would come in a half a gallon bucket, or come in a gallon bucket with a top on it, top fish down in the bucket, like that.
And if you wanted to pour something from a big container into something with a narrow mouth, to keep it from spilling out, you'd pour it through a
funnel.
Okay.
Funnel, right.
And if the lamp wasn't burning, you'd have to screw in a new
bulb, take that bulb out and put another one in.
And to carry the washout, to hang it on the line, nowadays you could carry it out in a
clothes basket.
Okay. And